Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Cod by Mark Herlinski, a book that's actually a biography of fish. Sophie, I have to ask, did you know how much history could hang on one species?
Hi there, Sam. I really didn't. I mean, you think of cod as just this white, flaky fish on a plate, but Herlinski shows it's been driving major events for centuries. It's incredible.
Right? He calls it a biography, and it really is. The book starts with how cod evolved in the North Atlantic. Millions of years, adapted to cold water, can produce millions of eggs. But the key thing is its flesh, low fat, perfect for salting and drying, so it keeps forever.
And that preservation thing is huge. Because before refrigeration, if you could salt cod and ship it anywhere, you had a portable protein source that didn't spoil. That changed everything.
Exactly. The bass were the first Europeans to really exploit it, way back in the 11th century. They discovered the Grand Banks off Newfoundland where cod were so thick you could almost scoop them up, and they kept it secret for centuries.
It was like a hidden treasure. And then the Catholic Church created this massive demand, no meat on Fridays or Lent, so fish was the alternative. Cod became the default protein for half of Europe.
So when Columbus sailed, he was basically following Basque routes. And once the New World opened up, every European power rushed to fish those grounds. The cod fishery trained the navies that would later rule the seas.
And it's not just exploration. Herlinski ties cod directly to the slave trade. European ships would bring salt cod to the Caribbean to feed enslaved people on sugar plantations, then take sugar and rum back to Europe. It was this triangular trade fueled by fish.
That part got me. I never connected cod to slavery before. And then New England, the Pilgrims survived their first winters because of cod. Boston and Gloucester grew rich on it. There's even a wooden cod hanging in the Massachusetts State House.
The American Revolution, too. Cod fishermen resented British trade restrictions, so they became ardent patriots. The British Navy basically trained their own enemy.
Right. But then the 19th and 20th centuries bring industrial fishing. Schooners, dories, cod traps, and finally factory trawlers with sonar. People thought the cod were inexhaustible, but they were wrong.
The collapse off Newfoundland is staggering. In the 1960s and 70s, the population dropped by over 90%. Canada put a moratorium in 1992, and thousands of fishermen lost their livelihoods. The cod haven't recovered.
Herlinski is really good at showing both the human and the ecological tragedy. He goes into the communities, the science, even the recipes. There's a whole section on how different cultures cook salt cod. Bacalao in Spain, Brandade in France, ackee and saltfish in Jamaica.
And the recipes aren't just filler. They show how cod adapted to different cuisines and how a cheap staple became a delicacy. The book is really about connections between food, history, and nature.
The takeaway for me is that we can't take natural resources for granted. The cod seemed endless, but we pushed too far. And Herlinski says the same mistakes are happening now with tuna, salmon, shrimp.
If you want to explore more books like this, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
So a humble fish shaped empires and also taught us a hard lesson about limits. That's what I'm taking away.
Cod really is the fish that changed the world, for better and worse. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you in the next one.